In his State of the Union address last night, President Obama was upbeat about the American economy.
The United States of America, right now, has the strongest, most durable economy in the world.
Things don't look so rosy right now in Canada. The Canadian dollar keeps dropping in value. It dipped below 70 American cents this week for the first time in more than a decade. Why the drop? And what does it mean for British Columbia and Washington State? Stephen Quinn hosts the radio show On the Coast on CBC Radio 1 in Vancouver, and he writes a weekly column for the Globe and Mail.
Canada's oil industry is a big part of the Canadian economy. We have what people refer to as a petrodollar, and so when oil drops, we see the Canadian dollar go along with it. That 70-cent item, it finished just above 70 cents yesterday when the markets closed, but we have not seen that happen since, as you mentioned, more than a decade. 2003 was the last time we saw a dollar drop in that kind of value. So I don't know what you were doing in 2003, reading the Da Vinci Code or watching George W. Bush declare war in Iraq or something, but that's the last time we saw a 70-cent dollar in this country. It's a good thing and it's a bad thing. Canadians don't like the way a 70-cent dollar feels, especially Canadians that like to travel to the United States, where people are really feeling it this time, and especially at this time of year, is all of our produce, most of it is imported from the United States or Central America or Mexico. There is sticker shock at the grocery store now because people are walking into such things as an $8 cauliflower or a $4 head of lettuce, and you really do see it in your face every week. Where we're getting a little bit of a break, of course, is with the lower price in oil. We've finally seen gas prices drop here in Vancouver. We still have the most expensive gas in the country, but they've dropped below now $1.10 a liter, $1.10 per liter. But when you compare that to liter per liter, gallon for gallon with the United States, we're still paying twice as much. I mean, that would be a $4.20 gallon of gasoline at the price we're paying.
So does British Columbian dissatisfaction creep into unrest? How are people reacting there?
Well, people are wondering, first of all, their fingers being pointed, people are wondering about why we rely so heavily on the oil and gas industry. The province of Alberta has been absolutely gutted because it is the chief oil-producing province of this country. They are technically in a recession right now, as is Newfoundland. BC's economy is a little more diversified. We're actually one of the provinces that's doing okay. Ontario is the province that is doing the best because it relies most heavily on the manufacturing industry. A 70-cent dollar is a real boost for manufacturers who are exporting products elsewhere in the world. It means that the price of their products stays cheap, obviously. BC does very well in the film production business here. We are having a record year. A 70-cent dollar combined with the tax credits that's offered by the province means that we have never been busier production-wise in this province. The X-Files just wrapped up, I think. The latest installment of the Star Trek movie is taking place here. We saw The Revenant shot here a little while ago, or at least a portion of it. That's one bright light. So maybe British Columbians feel a little more optimistic than the rest of the country, maybe on par with Ontario. But we also got the latest job numbers out last week, and that really has been stagnant, and growth has been stagnant right across the country. So doesn't feel like there's a lot of optimism, but here in BC, I think people feel like we're holding our own.
What does all of this mean for people here on the south side of the border?
I think it means you're going to be seeing a lot fewer Canadian license plates in your shopping mall parking lots coming up. I think a lot of people who had plans to travel to the United States, people are looking at that now saying, if I only get 70 cents out of my buck, is it really going to be worth it? So I think that's what you're going to see south of the border. What we're seeing on this side of the border is an awful lot of Americans taking advantage of the deals and planning big ski vacations here. And we are so happy to take your money.
Well, I hope Canadians will keep visiting the United States. We like you.
Well, we like you too, but when we watch Republican debates, we wonder.
Well, you know, one of the things we like about you, Stephen, is we think of you as being polite, and now apparently we have some scientific evidence for it.
We do. We have this study out of McMaster University where a couple of researchers took a look at, well, basically word clouds is what they ended up with, but they geotagged tweets from the United States and from Canada. I love the word cloud image because in the one produced in the United States, they actually had to blur out many of the words because they were so offensive. Yeah. They didn't have to blur out a single word in the Canadian version of it. But yeah, we love words like great and awesome. A crept in there as well. I don't know how scientifically... I'm on Twitter a lot. I think Canadians have it in them to be just as rude as anybody else. If you really want to see, you know, just go to the comment section of any local newspaper or national media outlet, and I think you'll find that Canadians aren't generally that polite. I mean, and the other reason I'm a little hesitant to accept this is because that would make us stand out in some way. That would make us better than other people. And we don't like being that. So I don't want to think that we are in any way better than anyone else. And I think that's a Canadian trait as well. And for that, Bill, I apologize.
Stephen Quinn hosts the radio show On the Coast on CBC Radio 1 in Vancouver, and he writes a column for the Globe and Mail. Again, the Canadian dollar dipped below 70 U.S. cents this week for the first time in more than a decade, and Bloomberg News is quoting what it calls a top forecaster of the Canadian dollar, predicting that that currency will fall even more to a record 59 cents to the U.S. dollar by the end of this year. We'll see about that. This is KUOW's The Record.
KUOW is made possible in part with support from listeners like you. Consider making a quick one-time donation of $10 via your mobile phone. It's easy. Just text the letters KUOW to the number 27722. And thanks.